Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam. And today I want to talk about the one thing you need to do to speak like a native speaker. I know there's a lot of videos or books that will say, use this phrase and you will speak like a native speaker. And learning some phrases will help you, but really there's one thing that you need to change in your life to actually get to a level close to a native speaker, or maybe even the same as a native English speaker. Now, is it easy or is it difficult? Well, I think it's easy and difficult. So, what do I mean? Well, it's difficult because it takes a long time. But the actual process, I think, is quite easy. So when I say there is one thing you need to do, that one thing is change your life to be like a native English speaker's life as much as possible. So wait, if you're thinking, oh, I need to move to America, I need to move to the UK, you don't need to move. So the first thing you could do is your phone settings. Change your phone settings to English. Because again, every native English speaker, well, most of them, if they're not studying other languages, so I have mine set to Japanese because I'm studying Japanese, but most native English speakers will use their phones in English. So they will know all the words related to the internet, technology, communication. And if you have your phone in English, you can pick up these words naturally. You know, you don't need to use a textbook, which textbooks are often outdated. Outdated means they don't have the up-to-date words, the modern words, because it takes a long time to make a textbook and they can't keep up. They can't change fast enough. So if you start by changing your phone into English, you will know all the words that English people use to communicate with technology, which in the modern age is very important. So change your phone into English, change your computer into English. So this is the beginning of changing your lifestyle to match the lifestyle of a native English speaker, because native English speakers, and just like you in your native language, did not learn from textbooks. They did not learn with transcripts from listening. They just watched movies, read books, and spoke in English. And you did the same with your language. You listened to your language, you read your language, and you spoke your language. You know, I'm sure you never said, Mom, please explain that grammar to me. Please put this in a textbook. So I do think as an adult learning languages, textbooks and grammar guides and asking a teacher about grammar can speed up your learning. You know, they can make it go a bit faster and it can really help you out. It can give you a foundation, but to really, you know, build the house, to really build your language skills, you have to live in the English language. So I started doing this with Japanese when I was living in Spain. So some of you, you know I live in Japan and I'm learning Japanese, and you might think, ah, it's okay for Liam because he lives in Japan, so he can use Japanese easily. But I started doing this when I was living in Spain. I changed all my my phone, my computer into Japanese. I stopped reading the news in English. I would just read the news in Japanese. I stopped watching TV in English. I only was watching TV shows in Japanese. And if you're watching this video or listening to the podcast, I know you have the internet. So with your computer, you can watch movies in English, you can watch TV shows in English, YouTube in English, listen to podcasts in English, listen to English music, read English news, read English books. You know, there's no reason to do something in your own language. For example, if I want to cook, I want to look for a recipe, I search for it in Japanese. I just go onto Google, type in Japanese, and actually my Google settings are in Japanese, so Japanese websites pop up anyway, and then I just read the recipe in Japanese. And yes, at the beginning, when you do this, when you change everything into your target language, which for you will be English, yes, it's difficult. At the beginning, it does feel a bit tiring, and you will have to check the meaning of lots of words. You will be using a dictionary a lot, but very soon you'll get used to it. And when I'm feeling energetic, when I feel like I really want to study, that's when I do my flashcards. So I use flashcards to remember new grammar or new vocabulary in Japanese. That's when I do my flashcards, or that's when I check a grammar guide to check like a little grammar rule I wasn't sure about. But most of my study is just watching movies or listening to, movies in Japanese, listening to Japanese podcasts. And that type of study is fun. Once you get used to it, it feels like relaxing. When I think, oh, I want to watch a movie, I sit down, maybe have a glass of wine and watch a movie, I just watch it in Japanese. And maybe at the beginning, you know, when you first start doing this, it's going to be hard to understand. So I recommend movies like Disney movies or some kind of animated movies or even a family movie or even a movie you've seen before in your own language. Or perhaps it was an American movie or British movie that you watched with your language's subtitles before. So now you can switch to no subtitles or English subtitles. And watching English language TV with English language subtitles, so the writing at the bottom, is really going to help you to pick up a lot of natural phrases, and it's going to help your English sound much more natural. And you might have heard me say this before, but I've been teaching English for many years, and I've had so many students, and the ones who always impress me are the ones who have learned English by this process, who have learned English with a lot of input. They've watched a lot of movies, or they've watched a lot of TV shows, or they've read a lot of books in English, or they've read a lot of news in English. Those students always speak the most natural English because they understand the real nuance of the word, the real meaning of the word. If you learn a phrase or a word in a textbook, you don't know if this is, you know, the textbook might try to explain to you, the textbook might say, oh, this is a formal word, but you still don't really know the situation that you should use this word or phrase. But if you pick it up from a movie or a TV show, you will see the type of character that's using these words or using these phrases. Or you'll see the type of situation. So if you see two guys who are quite macho, quite tough guys, and they're friends and they're sitting in a bar speaking together, you know the type of language they're using might be a bit rough to use if you went to a job interview or something. So if you watch a movie where the characters are wearing suits, they're in some kind of business situation and they're talking, then you know, this is the kind of language that I might want to be using in an office, or this is the kind of phrase that I can use in an office. And it will also just teach you the natural speech pattern that people use, because there are so many things that we say in English every day that I never see in textbooks. And sometimes my students, because I always encourage my students who take lessons with me on iTalki, I always encourage them. I always try to tell them, like, try to learn with some TV shows or movies. And they come back to me and they say, Liam, what does this phrase mean? Or what does this word mean? And every time they ask me, I always say, wow, great question. Because that's something that, like, I say every day. And probably most native English speakers are saying every day and using all the time, but you won't see it in a textbook. And it's not slang. You might be thinking, oh, it must be slang. It's not slang. It's really just natural language, yeah, that for some reason they don't put in the textbooks. Yeah, so I can think of many examples, so I won't give you any examples now because I've probably mentioned other examples before. I have whole episodes about that kind of topic, so you can take a look at other videos or podcast episodes if you'd like to hear some of those, and I'll make some more in the future too. So anyway, to summarize, yeah, if you want to speak like a native English speaker, you need to start living like a native English speaker as much as possible. So everything you do in your life, if you want to read the news, try and read it in English. If reading the real news is too difficult, there are some kind of easier versions that will help you get used to it. But honestly, every new area you go into will get easier very quickly. So news at the beginning might be difficult, but you'll start to learn the vocabulary for the news and the news will become easy. If you watch children's cartoons, you might think, oh, simple. But at the beginning, there are some words that maybe they only use in cartoons that you might not understand at first. But once you get used to them, they'll get easy. So each new area will be a little bit difficult. But yeah, just start doing everything in English. Read the news in English. Read books in English. Watch TV shows in English. Watch YouTube in English. I always recommend to my students Netflix if you want to watch TV in English. I'm not sponsored by them, but they should sponsor me because I'm always telling people to watch Netflix. And that's because their subtitle options are very flexible. Any show that's in English, whatever country you're in, you'll be able to use the English subtitles. So when people are speaking quickly and you don't quite catch what they're saying, you can use the English subtitles to check, and then you'll know that phrase or that word for next time. Yeah, so basically just switch everything you're doing to English. If you want to check the weather, check it in English. Check a recipe, check it in English, because that's what native English speakers do, and that's why they know so much vocabulary. That's why they know the natural phrases to use at each time. Of course, we've been doing it our whole lives, so there's some catching up to do. But that's what I'm trying to do with Japanese. I'm trying to catch up to Japanese people by doing this all day as much as possible, just trying to do everything in Japanese and slowly, slowly catching up, okay? So yeah, try and do the same thing with English, and I'm sure your English will just skyrocket. You'll be getting much better at English. Anyway, thank you all very much for listening today. If you found this video on YouTube useful, then please subscribe and like. If you're listening to the podcast version, please review. Everyone share with your friends, and I will see you all back here next time.